relax. why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong in the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Matrix. Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it. We'll be right back.
to Igor Vesely's place, and in Prince's jaw started being less and less because word had gotten out that Curtis Mayfield was no longer with Impressions. So Fred King's brother Vinny contacted me and said that Freddie King was looking for an organ player. And would I be interested? I said, "Oh yeah, what do I do?" He said, "Well, I'll show you some of the songs." And Vinny and I got together and he showed me Hideaway and some of those Never Loved a Woman, some of Freddie's greatest hits. And so Freddie flew me from Chicago to Denver, Colorado. That evening, we went out and played our first set, and we came in the dressing room for our intermission. And Freddie looked at me and said, "Deacon, you're hired, but I got three rules." I said, "Okay, Freddie, what are they?" He said, "Be on time, don't be too high that you can't perform, and don't carry anything illegal in any of my vehicles." I said, "Oh, well, that sounds fair enough to me." Then he said, "Do you drink?" I said, "Well, occasionally." He said, "Well, what's your preference?" I said, "Oh, it don't matter, Freddie." Now the room's full of people, so Freddie said, "I gotta keep my eye on Deacon Jones. He's around my bottle." And everybody broke out laughing, and we became instant friends.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.